Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 325 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. We've got Kevin with me tonight. Kevin, what is going on, man? How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. We are entering stage three in Toronto.
Of great hair?
The coronavirus. Good. We are opening up again.
Ooh.
Which means movie theaters at 50% capacity, restaurants at 50% capacity, and bars at 50% capacity, which I don't plan to go to any of them. But playgrounds are also open, which is great.
Nice.
Which I also don't plan to go to. Because I saw a little wiener kid the other day pee her pants, which is fine. Kids do that.
Yeah.
And she climbed a swing post and like slid down. So like it was all like piss on it. And like the mom's like, la la la, because you're not supposed to be on the playgrounds, right?
Yeah.
And, like, that's why the playgrounds are still closed, because nobody sanitizes it. So that's good. You guys seem to be doing good. And by you guys, I mean, you know, everyone else but the States, because the numbers are kind of high for you guys still.
Yeah, our numbers are high. Number one.
Yay! USA. USA.
Yeah. I don't know. So coronavirus fucking sucks. So
yeah, it does.
I'm over it. But yeah, it's okay in Ohio. It's still trending the wrong direction right now, but we're, I guess, one of the better ones right now. But
I'm just happy we're going to be able to go to like I'm going camping. I'm going to a cottage again. We're compacting all the summer into like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I still can. Right. So,
yeah, I felt pretty lucky that I got into golf a bunch. Just work's been super busy. So it hasn't felt too weird from that perspective, but just,
yeah,
I don't know. The weird anxiety of going to the store is like ratcheted up a million times than what it used to be and all that kind of stuff. So
it just sucks because the lines and like the screening and the,
it does.
Like going to a store, you know, you used to walk in, now you have to wait outside. There's like a maximum of 15 people inside. I'm like, do I really want those socks?
Yeah, nah, right.
I don't.
Yeah. Outside of Corona talk, what you been up to? You been watching anything?
I started watching Indian Matchmaking with my wife on Netflix.
Okay.
And I think 90 Day Fiancé is as reality TV as I can get. Everything else, I'm just like, meh.
Okay.
Like, we tried watching it, and I was like, the first episode, I was, like, kind of into it, and then the second one, I'm on my Switch, which means I completely phased it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, this isn't for me. And then we tried watching Dating Love is a Spectrum, Love Spectrum.
Okay.
On Netflix as well. And again, first episode, and I was like, Switch. I'm like, I can't. And Domez told me to take my tampon out and stop watching such crappy television shows.
He's not wrong.
He's not. And I told him, I went to sleep. I was like, I didn't watch it. I tried, but, you know.
I do wish I enjoyed the content that 90 Day Gays comments on a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice to have something to go to. I've been in such a... I've ended up finally binging the Formula One series on Netflix. That F1. Did you ever see that? The series to survive or something like that, it's called.
No idea.
It's awesome. Did you ever hear, probably not, you're Canadian, Hard Knocks on about NFL teams on HBO?
No.
Or there was it's kind of like a behind the scenes reality show of a real organization. They did it with Formula One, and it's pretty, it's pretty entertaining.
I'm not much. So you follow like a driver or what?
Kinda. You follow the teams. It's helps you understand a little bit better, like why it's so fascinating or so popular.
I didn't know there were teams on Formula One, so there you go.
Yeah. I really dislike NASCAR, so I've never really given Formula One much of a chance, but it's certainly a really good TV show. So.
Oh, I assumed NASCAR and Formula One was the same thing. So
NASCAR is just like, they look like normal cars.
The Formula One racer, NASCAR is like Daytona, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I assumed they were the same company.
I was going to bring it back closer to Rad Racer.
That works too. You're speaking my language now.
So, you know, NASCAR looks more like the Lamborghini, and, you know, if you set like the second car in Rad Racer, that's more of like a Formula One style.
Gotcha.
It's got the wings and all that on it. And NASCAR, it usually just is people turning left all the time. That's it. It's just like the one circle where there's more like left and right turns in Formula One. I don't know. NASCAR's just always given me a professional wrestling vibe. It's always felt more about the drama between drivers than actually like any sort of sport. I could be wrong, but
it could be drama. Okay. Yeah.
NASCAR is all about, it's like pro wrestling personalities. It's all about rivalries and talking shit, and it's dumb crying about each other. I don't know. Sorry to any NASCAR fans out there.
I didn't know any of that existed. I thought we just watched cars go in circles.
Nope. That seemed to be the last thing people care about. But as a normal sports fan, that's what I did care about. So, and that's all you're watching. It's kind of boring. Other than that, did I tell you I was in a car accident a few weeks ago? Some lady just hit me. So I got my car back yesterday. So it's nice. I had a rental car for a week and a half. Nissan Sentra.
She T-boned you or what?
No. It was the weirdest thing. I was at a four-way stop.
Uh-huh.
And I'm turning right at a stop sign, and she's on my right, and she's turning left. So, you know, kind of cross paths each other.
Yeah, you wouldn't hit each other.
You wouldn't think. And she turned the sharpest left I'd ever seen from that. She just drove into the front of me. We were both stopped. She just drove. She has turned so sharp left, she just cracked me. It sucked.
Yeah,
so that's so inconvenient. So I got that all taken care of.
Well, at least you're good and healthy.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, just.
I have been watching Catfish a lot, too. They've had a marathon on MTV. Ever watch Catfish?
And I know of it. Maybe season one or season two, I saw some. I've definitely seen some, but it's been eons.
Yeah, we've been watching that a lot. And it's funny watching it because it's from 2014, 2015. So they're using like an iPhone 3G.
Okay.
And like, you know what I mean? Like kind of old school tech.
Yeah.
But that dude coined a whole word that people use.
Yeah.
Which is like, when was the last time that happened? Where like the term, like I believe he calls it catfishing because something to do with like boxes of fish that people used to steal. And then they would go in there trying to steal salmon and then open it up and it'd be catfish inside. So it's pretending to be something. That's what I read. Maybe I could be completely wrong.
I like that.
Right? It makes sense because you think you're going to see something beautiful and then you see a fucking catfish and who cares. But the fact that he coined this word that I don't think he – like when I watch a show, I'm like, you don't understand that you coined a new word. Like you created this word. It's not like a 4chan thing like cuck or simp, which is a thing now. Like you created the term catfish. Dr. Phil uses it. Like old people use it. Young people use it. It's crazy. Yeah. Imagine being able to create like a word that people use. And I'm like, he should get royalties for that. It was based on the movie that he created called Catfish.
He had an idea, man. I don't know.
But anyways, that's what I've been watching. Really, I've just been playing a lot of games. Binding, really.
Luckily for you, you have. I've really been listening to old Giant Bombcasts. I'm in, I think, August of 2009 right now. So they're talking about, God, what the hell were they just talking about? I was laughing at the stories. Batman Arkham Asylum is about to come out. They just recently talked about the announcement of The Last Guardian, which just now came out 10 years later. Really, really funny. Halo
was
4
Doom Forever mentioned in there
at some point a couple weeks ago, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Or Final Fantasy 7 remake.
No, this is before that was even announced.
Oh, speaking of which, I was watching you know, the YouTube series Digital Gaming.
Yeah,
I was watching a recent one of Final Fantasy 7 remake. They were gonna call it Final Fantasy 7 remake part 1, but they decided against it because they wanted people to know that it's its own. Like they thought if they called it Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 1, people would have thought it was a sequel to the original Final Fantasy VII and not its own thing. Right? So they called it Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's Part 1 of an 8-part series. I don't know how many parts, but yeah. I was like, if you called it Part 1, I'd be okay with that.
You would be.
I would be.
Fuck you, though.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what my mom says every morning.
I, Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess that's kind of it that we've been up to. I feel like there's something else I wanted to talk about, but it clearly couldn't have been that cool. Like, I have no idea. So I guess
was it on Netflix you watched or no?
Barry, I watched Barry season 2. That was awesome. Did you ever watch Barry?
Never heard of it.
Oh man, it's great. I'm not normally a big Bill Hader fan, but it is absolutely fantastic. You just gotta watch it. It's awesome. It's very good dark humor. All right, let's talk about.
Is it the one with that purple animal thing? No, purple. Never mind. No, I'm thinking of something else.
Barney?
Never mind. No, not Barney. It's like a fairy. That doesn't matter. Games. Hey, games.
Speaking of Fairy Tale came out for the PlayStation 4. Or it's coming out Friday.
I don't know what that is, do you?
I don't either, but you said fairy, and there's a first thing that came up with Fairy Tale. It felt like a segue. Yeah. There's another game called Other Side, which has a pretty good Metacritic score. Destroy All Humans,
which is weird, because there already is a PS2 version of Destroy All Humans available on a PS4. So I don't know if this is a remake or a remaster or what, or just a PS2 port. I've never played it, though. I own both of them for some stupid reason.
I haven't either. The user score is very high, an 8.9. So
yeah, people loved it. That's why I got it. It's also available on Xbox One. Other than that, there's a game called Rock of Ages 3, Make a Break. I had this game for review on Xbox 360 back in the day. It's a fun game. You control a giant boulder and destroy shit. But the humor in it was pretty funny. It was like kind of flashy animation at the time. Okay. I recommend it. Not for 60 or 40 or 30, but $20 if it's that price, go for it. And really nothing else caught my eye.
Crisis Remastered on the Switch. So that's super powerful.
Where the hell is that? I don't see that.
It's up above. I have Def Leppard stuck in my head now. Rock of Ages. Keep it rolling. No.
No. Shit. Yeah.
Do you know the song Crisis. Rock of Ages? Is this a...
I know the song. Yes, I know the song. I meant no, as in I don't like it. Crisis Remastered. Remember when Crisis used to be that game, like the PC standard was?
Still is. Like, I wanted to make the joke. Hey, the Switch is so powerful. It runs the Crisis. It runs Crisis. I do. The joke's never going to go away. You know? So, it's just one of those weird time for games.
It makes between Corona and the fact that new generation games are coming out soon. So it's like
double whammy of
madness.
Although, Rogue Legacy 2, I think, should be coming out any week now.
Yes, that was supposed to be on our news from last time, but unfortunately, we were unable to record it. But yeah, there's a new Rogue Legacy, and they had a trailer and everything for it, and it looks so pretty, and I can't wait.
I won't look at it. I'm just going to buy it blindly.
Oh, really? There's another game called Neon Abyss, which is another roguelike game, which kind of catches my eye. I love neon colors, like in games and in movies. Like, what was that movie called? Suicide Squad. Terrible movie. But remember how the trailers had like neon highlights around their faces? It looked rad. Like, they had that Smash Brothers thing where like they'll come out and have like their stats and stuff, and it was all neon colors. Look awesome.
Yeah,
the movie's nothing like that, but I like that neon aesthetic, and that's what this game Neon Abyss is all about. I just love like that. Like, I don't like the movie Tron, but I like the way it looks. Like that whole neon color, like the way they look is awesome. The movie's all right.
It is especially that first one, super super slow, but I love it. I love Tron, and I agree with you, man. That look is something else.
I used to work at a toy store called Spin Master. Okay. And they worked on a Tron Legacy toys. Like, it's a toy store, right?
Yeah.
So I used to work in the boxes, like, for display cases at, like, cons and stuff. And we worked so hard on those Tron... I didn't sign an NDR, so it doesn't matter. We worked so hard on those Tron Legacy boxes, and then the movie bombed.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them just, like, fuck it, forget it. This never happened. Like, yeah, it was crazy. That and that other movie with the kid with the arrow on his head.
Oh, Last Airbender.
Yes, that was the other thing that they worked
Avatar,
on.
Just
kind of, Avatar, yes. Yeah. Yes. Crazy, man.
Yeah, that thing really tanked. Was that an M. Night Shyamalan movie? There's some,
I think it was.
There's some really awesome YouTube videos shredding that. Like, that are,
it's based on an anime, right?
Yes, that's supposed to be awesome. I guess The Last Airbender is like a phenomenal anime. But yeah, I guess not a lot of new stuff to talk about. So it's a good time to catch up on your backlog, get to some old games, that kind of stuff. Kevin, there was a headline. I didn't read the article, but there was a headline from, I don't know, GameSpot, Game Informer, one of those. And it had something along the lines of looking at the Xbox Live Gold games, do you get the sense that Game Pass is killing Xbox Live with Gold, or games with Gold?
That makes sense now that you brought that up after looking at the, are we in a new segment now?
Yes, this was, I tried to do a nice little, but I forgot to do the, hey Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sorry.
It's time for
the news.
That's dude, two segues.
Last episode. I'm sorry. I've ruined them. You gotta be sharper, man. You're right. The sound effects was on me. Did you catch last week how perfect you nailed the do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
I didn't. I haven't heard last week's.
Oh, or last...
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, I didn't really listen to it yet. I have 5 episodes to go back on.
Just skip them. I was just, it sounded like you were the one that hit the button. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was cool.
Anyways, games that have been released for Xbox Gold. The crazy thing is, I had here on our news segment, because we didn't record like 3 weeks in a row because of busyness, and I had the Xbox release games for July. And I'm like, I'm already talking about August? Like, shit, that month went by so fast.
Dude,
because July had Erica and NBA, right? There was a game called Erica that showed up in my PlayStation, and I'm like, I guess I downloaded this. I don't know. But anyways, yes, so here are the games with gold for August 2020 for Xbox. It is a game called Portal Knights. I feel like we've done this before. Override, Mech City Brawl, MX Unleash, and Red Faction 2. Wow, so what was this thing you were talking about, Game Pass killing Xbox Gold?
I didn't read the article, but boy, that headline sure said a lot.
Yeah.
I've never heard of 3 of these games. So the first 2 that you mentioned are Portal Knights and an Override Mech City Brawl are Xbox One games via backwards compatibility, right? Those are 360 games, I think it says.
And then, oh, are they?
And then MX Unleashed. Or those might be Xbox One games. But then MX Unleashed and Red Faction are OG Xbox games.
Yeah.
They're not 360.
Yeesh. That's a terrible lineup. But again, if you have Game Pass. What...
Hey, they've had some better months, though, than PlayStation here recently. They've done pretty decent in 2020, I think.
Yeah, but... I mean, at least you're getting 4 games where, I mean, here's the PlayStation games announced for PlayStation Plus for August is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 campaign remastered. So not the multiplayer, because that'd be nice, but just the campaign, the 5-hour campaign of Call of Duty 2.
For me,
which is fine. Yes. I like that.
Sign me up. Because
I got Modern Warfare. I found a trick. How the hell did I do it? So someone I know has the Call of Duty remake game, Call of Duty, just the game Call of Duty, the new one that came out.
Okay.
And somehow that came with DLC for Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, the remake, the remaster.
Okay.
And you had to download it. It doesn't matter. I had to join a community of Call of Duty, which I never joined communities or even know what communities are on PlayStation. But if I joined that community, I was able to play Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare without owning either of those games. I don't know how I did it. I followed some steps on Reddit, and I was able to play the game. But because my brother or someone on my account had that game, but not me, I was able to play the campaign only, which is all I care about.
Yeah. Okay. Weird.
So, yeah, there's a way to play that. Anyway, so Modern Warfare 2 is my favorite Call of Duty of all time, including the campaign and the online, because this was like the perfect time for me, for young Kevin, when I was living at home. And my brother was downstairs, and I was upstairs, and my buddy, we all had Call of Duty. We all played together. They did that stupid thing where you only had to do party chat. There was no game chat. So I couldn't talk privately with my friends. I had to speak openly during the game with them, and other people would call us assholes, and we called them assholes. And I punched so many holes in my wall for this game, and I broke so many Xbox 360 controls, because this is where they introduced the noob tube, the pray and spray, running around with double shotguns and all that bullshit that they introduced in this game. But I fucking loved it. I loved it so much. And I'll never get back. I'll never go back because I can't stand multiplayer games. But yeah, this is a good one. But just a campaign. And then another game called Fall Guys?
Ultimate Knockoff.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Not familiar.
I mean, it could be a brutal free-for-all co-op based with challenges, 60-person online multiplayer party game. Hey, I didn't know what Rocket League was, and I played it, and it's, now it's my top five favorite games of all time. So
yeah, it could be awesome.
I remember when I tried Rocket League, the logo itself, I was like, ugh, what a terrible logo. And then I played it, and I was like, this is the best thing ever.
I didn't like it. The first time I played Rocket League, I didn't like it. Because
I hated it, because I couldn't control it.
Yeah. It just came. I just came off. I wanted to control like the Batmobile in Arkham Asylum or Arkham Knight or whatever.
Knight. Yeah. And every time I try telling people to play Rocket League, they're like, "I can't." I'm like, "No, you gotta." It's like Binding of Isaac. You gotta stick with it, and it's gonna be up there. You never put it down.
So, well, those all the games. Those are the games. Yeah. Although. I think the new golf game's coming to Game Pass. Game Pass is awesome. Just get Game Pass, everybody. Yeah. Just get Game Pass. There's been some articles about Microsoft acknowledging that Game Pass is not a moneymaker right now, but it's a long play.
It's not a moneymaker.
Yeah, not a major. I'm sure it's profitable. I'm sure it's profitable, but it's not like this massive.
Sure, you can weigh all these games with this fucking subscription.
Yeah, the scale is just insane right now. But
I would kill for that, man. Fuck, I want it so badly. Like, I can buy an Xbox and just live off Game Pass.
That's the idea.
Right?
Yeah. That's my plan. I'm stuck with Game Pass for a long. Because all the new games, all their first-party games are coming to it. Like,
yeah.
So Forza, the new Halos, and I don't know. That's all I've been.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm when we get to what I've been playing, all I've been playing really is Halo 3 on PC.
And the fact that you play on PC as well, that's
fun. Awesome. It's funny, right? But like Messenger, I finally got to play that on there. Game Pass is just sweet. So, all right, we got some other cool news. My favorite game.
Yeah. So this was released. Well, yesterday. So ignore my. Oh, that was a weird hiccup. My heart stopped. Did you see that? I died for like a split second. That was crazy. Anyways, that was weird. Studio MDHR announces Studio MDHR announces that Cuphead is out on PlayStation 4 yesterday. DLC is still in the works for all platforms. So Cuphead is finally available on PS4.
That's cool, because I thought that was a Microsoft Studios published. I forget who exactly published. I know Microsoft is a publisher, but that's rad. Awesome.
And the only reason why I got a Switch in the first place, or one of the reasons, was to get Cuphead. And I love Cuphead. You love Cuphead, obviously. Cuphead's amazing. I might double dip when it's like on sale for $10. I can't see myself buying it again for $20 because I already own it on the console of my choice. But I would like to go back and see what the trophies are to see if I can challenge myself with them. Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. And so the DLC is still in the works, but it, like they said, it's... still in works for all the platforms, which I didn't know there was going to be DLC for it.
Yeah. And there's also going to be, there's like a little bit of, they've made progress in the Netflix show as well, which is cool.
Yes. That was supposed to be in our news too, a couple weeks ago. And it looks rad, man.
Yeah. So,
cause I like the characters. There's a song called the Cuphead Rap. It's by, I forget who, JT Music, I think. They do also the Undertale, and they do such a great, they have a song. And the video and the music is like based on the game. Okay. They rap to it. It's really cool. You should check it out. And like Hannah likes it because she like, I make her listen to it. They swear a couple times, like kicking Mickey Mouse in the ass and go to hell and all that. And I'm like, whoa, and I start getting loud at that point. But yeah, check that out too if you get a chance.
Cool.
Weren't they introducing a girl Cuphead? I thought, or did I dream?
Yeah, I thought that was the DLC.
Yeah, right. There is like a Mocha or something. I don't know. Mocha head.
I don't know. That would be good for them to. I don't remember what they were going to call her or whatnot, but I thought it was.
Oh, I made the Mocha part up, but I thought that I did see that there was a girl somewhere.
Yeah. Good deal.
Okay then.
So you put the Fable trailer on the show notes. Are you a Fable guy?
Because so my brother No, my brother. Well, yes and no. So my brother is a huge Fable nut.
Okay.
And like your like when your mom gave you the news, he messaged me this saying, "Hey, looks like I have to buy an Xbox One now because after God, how many years since the last Fable? There's a new Fable announcement, and it doesn't show you shit in the trailer. It doesn't tell you when it's coming out, but the fact that a new Fable exists and coming out, like Fable is that game where I'm like, it's all right." But I loved it. Like, I like everything they promise you, it doesn't, like, give you.
Yeah.
Oh, you have choices. Your choices matter. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You can watch a tree grow in real time. You can't.
Yeah.
And you can be good and bad and everything in between. Nope. Only good or bad. There's no in between. There's no gray area. But it's a cool, like, it's the mechanics I like. The hack and slash, the magic. It's a good game. And you can break it if they do the same thing you did in Fable 3, where you can like buy property, rent that property out, and make an income. So if you're rich, which is super easy to do, you buy all the properties and then you rent them out to people. But the game works on actual time. So if you fast forward your clock, or if you don't touch the game in a month, you are a bajillionaire. And there is absolutely no challenge in the game because you can buy anything you want, which is how I broke Fable 3, which is why at the end I was like, who cares? Okay. It was just a dumb old game. But I'm glad it's coming back because I thought it was a dead IP, but I guess not.
Yeah, the whole I did not watch the Microsoft event. All I've taken away from it so far is that people are disappointed in the graphics of Halo Infinite and Fable. The only Fable experience I have is a girl I dated a while ago when we lived together. She played Fable and liked it, and I thought this cool. Looks okay.
Like, this game is so old, and when our brother first picked up Xbox, like, he wasn't a gamer, and it was on the OG Xbox, he couldn't walk through a door. So I had to, like, walk him. Like, he'll walk, and if there's a door to enter, he'd give me the controller for me to do it. Now he's, like, an expert gamer.
Sure, but
yeah. That's how, like, I guess it has, like, a special place in our heart for that.
Okay.
It's, like, one of the first games that got him into gaming.
Sure. Cool. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm happy for the Fable fans. I don't think Peter Molyneux is involved. Is that correct?
I didn't see
anything out of that series. Have my head.
There was something else. Sorry, go ahead.
Nothing. I had my head that he was no longer involved in the series. I don't know.
Media Molecule?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
There was a thing that happened.
Were the...
the Little Big Planet. I'm just referring
to that. Yeah, I thought that was... I was like, I thought that was the Dreams people. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. where I got confused by the name.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Molyneux.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't put this on the news, but it was super, super interesting. It's kind of light on news, so I'm just going to throw this in there. I didn't put it on the news because it's too much research, and I didn't feel like looking it up. Did you hear about the Nintendo leak?
Yes.
The Giga leak, as they call it?
Yeah, massive. Yeah.
And I didn't look.
We've mentioned them a lot. Modern Vintage Gamer on YouTube has awesome deep dives into this source code leaks that are happening with Nintendo right now.
Yeah. So do you know what's happening with the Giga leak? I just saw the two major ones. I couldn't, my head imploded when I tried to look at anything else.
It's source code from systems like GameCube and earlier. Recently they released a bunch of Nintendo 64 games and source code stuff. So now there's demos that are out there. There's original,
uncompressed vocals or uncompressed MP3s.
Yeah. Throwaway volume. Yoshi design, stuff like that. It's like
Yoshi game, Mario Kart 64 look like Super Mario Kart, like for the Super NES.
Okay. Yeah. So there's all sorts of it's unbelievable cool amount of data. Yeah.
And so there's two things that I wanted to point out here.
Okay.
Or three. There was a Legend of Zelda game. Am I thinking the right thing? There was a Legend of Zelda game for 64 that they saw.
Okay.
Not, but there was one, or Ocarina's Time. So maybe I'm thinking of a different game. Maybe
it was scratch that one. Mask.
Yeah. So scratch that. I'm full of shit. The biggest thing to me was that Mario does in fact say goodbye, Gay Bowser. Was it goodbye, Gay Bowser? Goodbye, Gay Bowser? So long, Gay Bowser. You never heard of that?
So not that it was confirmed.
Yeah. So, like, there's a couple things I say to this day because of Mario 64. I say, let's pickle when I want to go somewhere. I think I've said this on the podcast before. Because in Mario 64, when you chose a level, he goes, let's go. But it always sounded like, let's pickle.
Okay.
So I always say, let's pickle when I'm trying to get people in a car, you know, and everyone else doesn't understand why I'm saying let's pickle, but I do.
Yes.
Like, so it's, and I would always say, so long, gay Bowser. So long, gay Bowser.
Okay.
Because that's what I always heard him say, or he's like, so long, what,
yes, Bowser. Yeah. So what's the,
so the uncompressed, video or audio that they actually released does have him say, so long, gay Bowser. It's such a weird, he's not, it's like, so long, gay Bowser. Like, he's just saying it awkwardly, like how I'm trying to structure this sentence.
But it, there's actually G-A-Y space is in there.
It still sounds like it, but it sounds more like it with the uncompressed okay. audio that I heard.
But just sounds more like it. You're just confirming your bias, right? It's not
yes.
confirmed.
He's not actually calling, okay. he's not saying goodbye, gay Bowser.
Okay.
Just... so long, gay Bowser. I just thought that was cute.
Okay, gotcha.
And of course, the biggest one was El Israel 2041. 2401. Which is, you know Luigi in Super Mario 64?
The rumor about him being in it and removing all that?
Yes. So, do you know about El Israel 2401?
No, I was going to guess that maybe, because I was going to guess that's what you're referring to, is Luigi somehow?
Yeah. So, there in Super Mario 64, a lot of people know this. In Super Mario 64, there's a fountain in the middle of one of the levels. And if you try reading it, it's all blurry because it was Super Mario 64. But people thought it said El Israel 2401, which who knows what that means. Does it mean 24 stars? Does it mean whatever?
Sure.
So for the longest time, people believed that that meant Luigi is in the game. And you beat the game and you get Yoshi and you get 100 one-ups. You're like, well, what the fuck's the point of that? But the source code reveals that Luigi was planned to be in the game and that his model is in the game. His audio was recorded for the game. And there's even a player 2 icon, like there's a P1 for Mario, P2 for Luigi, was created in the source code. So, but the crazy thing about all this is that, and again, this is what I read online. I cannot confirm this is actually true because I'm too lazy to look it up. But that rumor of El Israel 2401 is exactly 24 years and 1 month to the date of when the game was released. So they say. I haven't confirmed this. I haven't done the research. But if that's the case, that is a super cool coincidence. That 24 years later...
The leak happened? Is that what you're saying?
Of Luigi existing in the game happened 24 years later and 1 month.
From today...
From whenever the leak was done,
okay,
was found.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Like that, I was like that. I'm like, that can't be true. The fact that for longest time people thought El Israel 2401 meant something, and people were like, oh, the year 2401, right? But then someone did a calculation and said, no, exactly 24 years later in 1 month, the El is real, like the fountain said 24 years ago. I'm like, no, that can't be. I'm gonna pretend it's true because it sounds like a cool idea. Like, it's like in Back to the Future 2, when they go in the future, you're like, oh, wow, the fucking, I don't know, Jaws 18 did come out with Steven Spielberg's son or whatever.
Yeah.
It was in Back to the Future. It's like going like, oh, that actually did happen. I don't know. I thought it was cool. It was mind-blowing. But, yeah, it's too much of a big leak for me to go on. But the other news that I have here is I added this recently. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 gets an official release date. Movie.
Sweet.
So the guy who did the voice of Sonic, what's his name? Ben something?
Schwartz.
Yeah, so he put out a thing of him on like what is Moving Sidewalks called? And says Sonic 2 is officially coming to theaters 4/8/22. So in 2022, assuming we all survived that long, it's going to have motherfucking Tails in it. Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
And that is all the – oh, and then that's all the news that we have to fit in your something. And then we have one – free game because I was too lazy to look up sales. Actually, there's actually really nothing crazy in the sales that we had here. Epic Game Store has free games, which we saw.
When this is published, the free games, there'll be three free games at the Epic Store when this episode gets released. 20XX, the kind of Mega Man roguelike. Baroni, which I'm not familiar with.
Did I freeze?
Did you say antifreeze? Or did I freeze? Interesting. Well, I think we lost Kevin. Not sure. I'm looking at him, but don't see him. And then the other game is Sword and Sorcery. So what's interesting is I can hear Kevin clicking around, and I can see Kevin. He can see me. But for some reason, he can't hear me anymore. So, I don't know what to tell you, Kevin. It's just speakers cut out on him. So, anyways, I guess I'll try to just solo show it and hope he makes it back. But 20XX is a pretty cool, it's a roguelike game that I've played with and talked about a bunch on the show in the past. I played some with Zarek, our good buddy Zarek. But you pick a Zero or a Mega Man X style character, and you just kind of go on runs and see how far you can get. It's also available in online co-op, which is super fun. Worked pretty well. Baroni, I'm not really sure about. I'm going to have to read a description and try to help you out with that. Baroni is a premier first-person roguelike with co-op. Cryptic items, brutal traps, and devious monsters. It honestly has a real Minecraft aesthetic. So, not my cup of tea. And then the last game is Sword and Sorcery EP, which is pretty cool. It's a highly revered game.
Have you played that one?
No, I have not.
This is available on the iPhone. There's an HD version and an EP version, and I don't know the difference because my phone's not HD. I don't know. This is a Toronto-based game, if I'm not mistaken, by a group called Capybara Games, and it's an awesome, like, it's just a beautiful game. Like, the aesthetic, the noise, the sound, the looks. It's just a great two-hour experience, and I highly recommend anyone pick it up because it's just, I don't know, something about the game is just so dreamlike. And it's not the title, I think, is the problem, Sword and Sorcery, because it's not, it is, but it's not, it sounds medieval, but it's not. It's all like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's something to check out. I mean, it's going to be free, so everyone can check it out. It'd be rad to play it again, especially on PC with a bigger screen. But yeah, it was good. I recommend it.
Lost where we were in the show there. So I think that's it for free stuff for now. So we'll hit a. That's a good deal. Free games. All right. So, Kevin, what you been playing, man?
So I've been playing the same old games. I've always played Animal Crossing and all that jazz. I picked up Shinobi 3. I'll get back in and out of that game for the 3DS because I like playing the Sega Genesis 3D versions of those games. And Shinobi 3 is a wicked version of Shinobi because it actually does pop out, and I like when the 3D classic actually heroes. Pops out.
That's why I know Capybara. Sorry,
no worries.
They used to send us review stuff back in the day, which is fun.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I'm playing Shinobi 3 for the 3DS, and I was stuck on this part. Have you played Shinobi 3?
Yeah, surprisingly, I think I have it. I don't know. Go on.
So there's this part in the game where you got to go up an elevator that is lifting up.
Let's just hold it.
And I kept dying because I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I tried to double jump and it was awkward. I tried to hang off something and jump up and I bounce back and forth. And then I'm like, fuck it. I'm doing something wrong. The game can't be this hard. So I looked it up online and I found out if you press jump and up, he'll hang on the pillars, which was my problem. I wasn't hanging on the pillars. I was jumping as the elevator kept moving up, so I would fall to the bottom of the screen and die.
Yeah.
It was driving me fucking crazy. So then I beat that part. I got to a part where it shows like this giant-ass monster where I'm like, what the hell is this splatter house all of a sudden? Because it took this weird like left turn from like Mystic Ninja to splatter house. But I'm still playing it. It's pretty rad. I'm playing still Binding of Isaac, and I will forever, but I don't like looking things up. About games. I like being surprised and all that jazz. But I joined a Binding of Isaac Facebook group because nobody in my life knows or cares about Binding of Isaac. And if I talk to them about it, they think I'm talking about the Bible, like the passage that's based on. So I joined a Facebook group, and then I see that they post photos of these new characters called the Forgotten, which is a new Binding of Isaac character that's in the Afterbirth Plus expansion that I have. I never knew this character existed because I never look anything up when it comes to Binding of Isaac. I'm always surprised. So I was like, motherfucker, he's like a skeleton with like a melee combo. How do I get him? It took me 3 days to get him. You have to kill the first boss within a minute. And when you do that, you're going to hear the mom scream, Isaac. So you got to go to the first room where you started, and you're going to see like a silhouette or a shadow of a shovel handle. So you got to bomb. It's very cryptic. You got to bomb the first level, and the shovel handle falls. Once you pick up that shovel handle, mom's feet start stomping down on you, and she's going to keep stomping down on you until you get the second piece. So you have these feet trying to crush you. You're trying to make it to the boss rush, which is where you get to the second piece, all at the same time avoiding getting killed by these legs. 3 days. I finally get to the boss rush. I get it. I get the second piece. The stomping stops, but then you have to beat Satan. After you beat Satan, you get into the chest location, which is the last part of the game, and you got to find a room that has no enemies with a patch of dirt in the middle. You use the shovel there, and you get the Forgotten. And that took me 3 days to fucking get. It was so hard, because each run could last like 40 minutes, right? And if you die at the end or by something stupid, you got to start over. And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But yes, there's more secrets to this game that I had no idea existed, which is very rad because it just added another 800 hours.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Already long game, right? And this is the last game I've been playing, and I'm going to go a little bit of detail.
Okay.
Because I actually wrote notes, so excuse me. That's my old game review days. So my buddy, you know, my buddy Kyle has a kid who bought Doom Eternal the other day for me by accident. He accidentally bought it. He also happened to buy The Last of Us too. My buddy Kyle, I met up with him, and he's like, shit, Theo bought a fucking kid bought another game on PlayStation. I'm like, oh, rad. What game did he buy? We share our account. So I'm like, right on. I have a new game. He goes, Last of Us or something like that? I'm like, oh, bro, tell me it's The Last of Us 2. That'd be amazing. He's like, yeah, I think it was part 2. I'm like, fucking yes. So the kid goes to the store, whatever is like advertising on the storefront. That's what he presses X on. He's 2, right? So he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
But not only that, he bought the like $130 edition that came with like artwork and sound. And my buddy Kyle does not give a shit about any of this, right? Yeah. So I'm like, not only did he buy the game you don't care about, but he bought the like deluxe edition with shit you definitely don't care about. So yeah. I'm happy I have all that. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me play Last of Us 2. I know spoilers, but I do and don't. So the spoiler I saw happens within 3 hours of the game.
Okay.
So which is rad, which means I am going to be surprised, and I've avoided shit on Twitter. So the thing that I thought was going to be the ending of it happens relatively early. I got to say, this game is probably up there with Final Fantasy VII Remake and one of the best games I've ever played. Which is surprising because I didn't really care that much about Last of Us or the OG one. Now, here's a couple of notes I have. First off, Naughty Dog takes care of the gamers. You know how I was saying Doom Eternal has like tiny font, but you know they have a colorblind mode and all this other cool jazz in there that takes care of the gamer? Mm-hmm. Naughty Dog has a photo mode. First off, I love that. But they don't treat you like an idiot in a game. If you're stuck somewhere, they'll be like, hey, check out that door over there. You're like, oh, fucking thank you. I tried everything. Thank you for not making me look online of what to do next. They'll point shit out to you, kind of like Uncharted does. The controls are simple to use but complicated at the same time because there's so much to do, but it's so easy to handle. I don't know. Naughty Dog is just very good with that. So they take care of the people who play the game. When it comes to post-apocalyptic worlds, what's the shit that bothers you the most when it shows the women in the movies or whatever?
How, like, pretty they look.
Thank you.
How they're, nope. Like, all, like, hair's done and...
Yeah, so in this game, Ellie meets up with a girl. She's a lesbian. That's well-known. Not spoiling anything. And her partner or whatever raises her armpits up, and guess what? She has fucking armpit hair. I put that in my notes. I'm like, thank fucking God. I'm so tired of seeing Walking Dead and all, they're all like slim. No, I want girls with babushkas on their lips because in reality, you're not going to try your best to take – you have other shit to worry about, right? So armpit hair. The last time I saw armpit hair in a game was Metal Gear Solid 2 when you fight that Russian woman, Olga, on the dock. She puts up her hand and you see armpit hair. I'm like, thank you. She's a soldier. She doesn't care about this stuff. The game is very multicultural. And it's very LGBT friendly. So I guess this is what people were saying, go woke, go broke. Ever hear that?
I've heard that term, but did they go broke?
No. But that's, remember I was talking about the Twitter people hating on the game?
Yeah.
This, I think, is what they're talking about, because the game's very, like, and there's a, you pick up a picture in the game, and then they're like, oh, it's Eugene's family, and he's a white dude with a black wife with a mixed kid. I'm like, that's beautiful. That's representation. That's normal. That's life. It's not about being woke. It's not about trying to break the boundaries. It's about being normal. Normalcy, right? Sure. That's why I don't understand why people were so upset with what I think they were upset about it.
Maybe they were projecting and strawmanning.
Who, the Naughty Dog or the people who were against it?
People who were upset who without playing it yet.
Yeah, because they're saying like this game is left-leaning and liberal. I'm like, but...
It could be. So what?
But that's not even the case. What is it? Is it because there's a brown person in the game? Is it because a brown person's gay? Like, it's not... That's just... You know what I mean?
Well, I know, but you're like the problem you're having with this, in my opinion, is that you it's almost like the same person is creating all of these tweets or whatever, or there's a lot of people, so you're like conflating all of these grab bags of
crappy opinions. No, I know it's a small amount of people with loud voices. I'm aware of that, but I just don't understand. Like, I think what Naughty Dog is doing with this is great. Like, you know the movie The Addams Family, the remake that just came out? In the commercial, they said, here's a normal American family. Shows a bunch of white people. And I was already like, and then they go, and this. And shows a black family. And this. And shows like a mixed family. And this. And shows like two dads. And this. And two moms. And so they're saying, here's a normal I was like, that's cool. I still had to watch that movie. But that's what I feel like this is doing. Like, they're making, like, they're normalizing it. This is just what it is. And again, I do, like the people on Twitter who are like saying this game sucks and they ruined the game, they ruined the franchise. I'm like, they didn't though. If you played the other one, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Cause there was even a DLC for the original one that has Ellie with that girl. Anyways, there's a cool little Easter egg in the game. I found two. You can find a PS3 with Uncharted next to it. Like, cool. The old school piano looking PS3.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh,
that,
cool.
That real flat one, right?
Yeah,
the real flat box.
Yeah, the box. And at one point when they're looking through a bunch of porno tapes, they pick one up and they call it, Smash Brandy's Crooch.
Oh, Smash Bandicoot. Like, that's funny.
I was like, that's a cute little thing. There's a part in the game where I try to open the door. So, like, there's a door and, like, windows around it. And I opened the door and the door was locked. And she's like, shit. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, can I? And I broke the window and I crawled through. I'm like, holy. I'm so used to games not allowing me to do that. Yeah. Something so simple that the idea of doing it, I was like, oh, it's that easy. Like, that's what you would do.
Yeah, well, like when a chain link fence like gets in your way and you're like, Batman could get over a chain link fence. What the fuck?
Or like in Resident Evil where you respect the fact that the doors are locked.
Yeah.
You shoot the fucking
door.
Yeah, like,
get through that goddamn door, yeah.
Why you gotta find a key piece in the shape of a diamond? Like, just knock it open.
Yeah.
So we're so used to that when like something so like
when real world logic can be utilized, it's like, whoa, that was part of the magic of Scribblenauts. It's like, yeah, if I had a ladder, like, I could do that, and you write ladder, and it's like, boom, there's a ladder. You're like, holy shit, this game's incredible.
Can I have a rocket? Oh, there you go, rocket.
Yeah.
That happened and it blew my mind. I'm like, I never thought about that. And the second thing happened, like you said, the chain link fence. There was a lock. There's like a gate, right? But the lock in the middle, and they opened it and it was still locked, but they could squeeze through. So like, you're coming? I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, yeah. I had to find like a bolt cutter or some stupid shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can squeeze through. So I thought that was really cool. Here is some what's the word I'm looking, dialogue from the game that I had to write down. It was so funny. They're both, Ellie and the girl Dina are both in a mosque.
Okay.
And they're trying to find gas. And Ellie goes, she finds the gas tank and she opens it and spills. And she goes, hell yeah, it works. And the other girl's like, hey, watch your language. We're in a house of worship. And Ellie's like, we got gas. And the other girl's like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, it's stuff like that where I'm like, nicely done.
Yeah.
And they do the same thing in Uncharted where like the guy's like above you. He goes, above you, above you, above you. And he kills him. Below you, below you, below you, as he's falling. It's that nice like pointed writing that I'm like, ah, beautiful, just well done.
Yeah.
So I'm having a great time with the game. I don't know, like, it's more like the first game. I thought that the story was good, especially how it ended, but I thought the gameplay was boring. I thought it was just like your typical, you know, third person shooter. This game, I'm finding the story very interesting, and the gameplay is, it just feels so much tighter. It feels so much better. Like, with these clickers and stuff, I feel like I can take them down. The other game felt like 30 minutes to take down three. This one, I feel like because she's more experienced, she knows what to do now.
Okay.
You sneak up behind them and kill them right away. The other one, I had to throw a gas or a smoke grenade so they don't see me, then, you know, crawl around them and throw a bottle to make them turn around. And this game, she's like fucking grabs them and stabs them in the neck and done. Like, within 5 minutes, I have her whole room cleared. It's so much fun, so satisfying. Great. I'm having fun with it. I can't wait I don't even want to finish it, because what I thought was the ending is not the ending. So I'm like, what else can there be? Like, it's so sad. Oh, and one more thing. I promise, last thing. It has the best PS4 touchscreen, you know, the touchpad thing I've ever seen in my life and ever. So in Infamous, the coolest thing with that game is that you could turn the control sideways and use it as a spray can. You press the button and go, you can hear the audio, right? Really cool. No other game did that.
Yeah.
And this game, you can use the touchpad to play the guitar up and down. You strum.
Oh, that's fun.
And the cool thing is, like, the game automatically, like, you can choose the notes, but it's pre-recorded notes. It's not like you can play whatever.
Sure.
He's playing actual notes to whatever you choose, and it'll bleed in to the actual song, and that's, he'll take over and play.
That's rad.
So you can play, like, classical gas version at the beginning. Well, you can't, but I mean, like, you can strum whatever, but it'll sound good.
Sure.
It flows together, and then he'll just pick up and play the actual song. And I was like, that's the best touchpad fucking thing I've never used a touchpad besides if it's like a start button, but actually swiping up and down slowly and you could like tap the top for the top string, tap the bottom. Awesome. Like, it's so wicked.
That is cool.
And obviously I'm loving the game. So, you know, I'm surprised as you are, cause I didn't care about it.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Me too. And I'm never going to play it.
Oh, it's such a shame, man. Yeah,
never. It's not my thing. I can just tell.
Those are all the games I've been playing.
Cool. You've had a good time. I don't remember if I talked about this last week or not, but I saw the credits to Bloodstained. The last Curse of the time Moon 2. You
bought it.
Okay. So I got to the credits of Bloodstained Curse of the Moon 2. Towards the end, I did knock it down to casual difficulty. It got pretty fucking hard.
Nice. I like when the games allow you to change it too.
Yeah, but in a good, fair way. I was just not in the mood anymore.
Did it overstay its welcome?
No, not at all. I just got impatient. I thought it was fantastic. It was well worth the $15. And I was just a bit of a baby. And turned it down.
How much was it? 15?
I think 15.
How long would you say? 2 hours? 3 hours?
I'd probably say about 3 or 4 would be my guess.
Oh, that's fair.
Something like
that. That's fair.
And then there's like another, there's like an unlock, you know, there's a different game mode when you unlock it. Like, it's the money is well worth it. And part of the first one was playing through it again. There was different options, and I have not really explored that yet. So, but it's cool.
Oh, there's like more stuff to find out, like new game.
Yeah, like there's like a different character or something that I unlocked.
Oh, I love when that happens. Something
like
that.
Yeah, like the other time you could play it entirely differently. Like you could not take on party members in your guest. You could kill them and take their power. It was a cool. So I don't know what they've done in this one, but NT Creates is really excellent. If you pretty much anything they've put out on the Switch, I've enjoyed.
You know what I just found out? In Symphony of the Night, you can play as a different character after?
Oh, I guess I didn't know that either. I've never played game, but...
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Dustin, if you're listening, fact check me. But I think you can play as a different character. Well, I'm like, maybe I did Richter? Not know that.
Maybe Richter?
Maybe. Or Maria? Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe Maria, yeah.
But I had no idea that this existed. I'm like, oh my god, there's a whole game out there that I didn't know existed.
You know what? Maria, I think, does actually sound right. Dustin would know. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I've just been playing a lot of Halo 3, and, I'm in the 8th of 11 chapters right now, and, you know, someday I'm just going to have played all of them. I think after this, I'll start at Halo 3 ODST, because I think that's still first person, right?
Halo Reach is the strategy one, right?
No. That's Halo Reach is first person.
Okay, so ODST is the strategy one.
I think that there's like Halo Wars or something that's the strategy one. Well, anyways, I'm playing ODST3 next, or ODST next, if it's a first-person shooter. If it's like Halo Reach, then I'm in. If it is not that, I'm out. I'm not going to play it. But I want to play through all the first-person shooter Halos. So I've never finished 3 campaign, and I've never finished 4's campaign. But I have finished Reach, even though I would like to play that again. Reach was shocking how excellent that was, honestly. I loved it. Again, I'm only the campaign guy, so I don't know. There's a YouTube guy named Chris Raygun, and he normally does, like, political stuff. Not really. More social commentary, let's say. But he just did a really cool retrospective on Halo that I would recommend people check out. But Halo 3, man, is a really fun, excellent game. I had something spoiled for me listening to Giant Bomb from 2009. Are you sound checking us right now? I can. Don't know what happened to Kevin there. So, well. Oh, here he is. Maybe you back?
Yeah, sorry. I couldn't hear or see you, but I went on YouTube and I saw that you're. I was.
I can hear you on. I'm like, why are you playing the audio? But it's all good.
Sorry.
Halo 3 is good. It was interesting to have some stuff spoiled because I'm listening to 11-year-old podcasts. So they spoiled the game for me a bit, which was funny.
How many Halos are there now? 6?
There's 1, 2, 3, maybe ODST, 4, Reach, and 5. So Infinite would be 6. And then there is Halo Wars or something like that. Okay. There is an RTS one. That may be ODST. That may not be. We don't know.
Crazy. That game's been around for forever.
A long time. I remember freshman year of college, that like 2001, it was one of the things people were like, you could just keep walking. Like it was like an infinitely big game. It's just what a time.
Have you ever heard of the band Palette Swap Ninja? It's an old, ever heard of Dan Amrich, the game journalist from back in the day?
Nope. It sounds familiar. Anyway, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, so he's an old game journalist. He works for Activision now, I think.
Okay.
He has a band called Palette Swap Ninjas, and what they do is take existing songs and parody them to games.
Okay.
So there's a song, you know that song by Red Hot Chili Peppers? Lalu, listen what I say.
Yeah.
He wrote it as Halo. Halo, okay. This is all I play. If you listen to the lyrics, it's about him playing Halo and how he you know, he's like, I finished single player. Now I'm going to go and take it on the road.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you know, getting his ass handed to him in multiplayer. And he realizes that single player put the bar too low.
Yeah.
Halo. Like it's such a good job. Listen to Palette Swap Ninjas. They have a lot of great songs. Oh, they're the same guys who did the arcade gaming. Was that you? No, I guess not. Never mind. Check out Palette Swap Ninjas. Great band. And they did a parody of Halo. And the lyrics are actually really funny because I can relate to it. You play the single player, no problem. Go on multiplayer, get your ass handed to you. Oh, it's so good.
I couldn't make it through that song though. I fucking hate the Chili Peppers and especially that song.
Oh my god, that's like blasphemy for me.
They're so bad. I can go on a whole rant. Like they're objectively a shitty band.
Oh, you're insane, yeah. Son.
Dude.
No, they're a great band. No,
they're bad. They're really bad. They're like 13-year-olds. They're bad at music.
Lee is a crazy bassist.
No, he's not. He's a one-trick pony. Anthony Kiedis is a bad lyricist and a bad melody writer. He only sings about California. Okay. John Frusciante is overrated as hell. His solos are horrendous. They're unimaginative. They sound like beginners.
They're not, though.
Chad Smith or whatever looks like fucking Will Ferrell, so I don't like him either.
So, oh, we're judging people's looks now?
I have to. Chad Smith's all right. Like, he's a pretty good drummer. But Flea, when he's acting, I like him. Not that good of a bass player. He's fine. They're right place, right time. They were lucky. Ugh.
Crazy.
I hate them.
Let's agree to this.
We have to.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy. You're the only person I've ever heard say that about Red Hot Chili Willies. Crazy.
Drive me nuts. I do like Soul to Squeeze, and I do like Under the Bridge. My favorite album with them is the One Hot Minute with Dave Navarro, just to give you some context. You know, but I do like, you know, I liked Aeroplane, and, you know, that was from the Navarro album, and was that Warped or whatever was the song? I don't know.
See, I feel that way with Drake, where I'm like, people really enjoy him?
That, like, I don't get that. The, like, he is a manufactured Nickelodeon, like, Silver Spoon kid. And it's not that catchy. I don't think he's that good. Me too.
I think he's terrible. And I think everyone around me is playing a joke on me.
I feel that way about the Chili Peppers. I'm like, you're fucking with me, right?
That's wild. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because every time my wife loves Drake, because everyone fucking loves Drake, and he's from Toronto, which is the only reason why I support him. Only reason. Same thing with Justin Bieber. I'm like, Justin Bieber has like that those two good songs, and otherwise, I don't like the guy.
Despacito?
Which he didn't really write or sing. Despacito.
That like, internet meme?
Well, it's not a meme. It's an actual song. They probably, I don't know
maybe, what the meme you're talking about. Maybe Dami Esposito or something. Maybe I'm thinking of, that was like a little green, like, Vine meme or something. Never mind. It's definitely not the Bieber thing. Okay, sorry.
That song and another song, Love Yourself, I think. It's actually him playing acoustic guitar and singing. Kind of reminded me of what's that fucking heavy metal band that did that one song?
My God, you're gonna talk the Aaron guy? What the fuck?
More than words.
Oh, Extreme?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, I thought we were gonna talk about the bald headed guy. Not Stained. It was like Limp Bizkit's cousin or something.
It's been a while.
His name was. Did he? Maybe they were the Been a While guys. Yeah.
You're not thinking of Stone Sour, are you?
No, I think it's Been a While guy. I think that is right. Who's that?
Stained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Aaron something is a bald lead singer.
Yeah, he's a bald dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a weird looking dude.
Yeah. Bad guitar player, too.
I'm with you on that one. What was I saying?
I don't know. Drake sucks. Yes.
Yeah, so, like, I hear his music, and it's like, starting off the bomb, and, like, I call you on myself. I'm like, what? People, this is terrible. Like, his voice is terrible. His lyrics are terrible. His music is terrible. I'm like, people legitimately like this? I don't know. It blows my mind.
And I listen to a lot of hip-hop and rap. So it's not like I'm like, oh, fuck rap. I listen to a lot of it, so I feel like I've got a valid opinion. I don't get the Drake thing either, man.
It blows my mind.
It almost feels like an Emperor's New Clothes kind of thing. Like, people for some reason are scared to say they don't like Drake. Kind of like Beyonce has that too. Like, I've never liked her voice. She's smoking, and she seems like, I'd love to have a beer with her. Not that big of a fan of the way her voice sounds. And people are like, Queen Bee is amazing. I'm like, she sounds like someone's like tapping her throat with her to get her vibrato. Like, the single ladies. Like, it sounds like someone's
and
hitting
her. Drake's voice, it sounds like he's always talking like this.
Yeah, nasally, I mean, and whiny. I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
So, all right, crazy. Hey, speaking of Canadians, let's read some of Dumbass's comments and get out of here.
Yeah. We can talk about music all day, I think.
yeah, probably. So, last episode got cut off early because my computer crashed, so then I screwed up the re-recording. So we're going to rip through some of Demez's comments so that he can have a double dose of his favorite part of the episode. Nice. And then we're going to call it a show. Also, I do want to make a quick announcement as well. I forgot to do this at the top of the show. Ben Martin's girlfriend.
Right.
Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're warming up for our podcast, go check out Wendy. Her last name is IP Ip, I think is how to pronounce it. But over at Sid Gold's, Facebook page, they're in New York and, they do cover requests and stuff. And if you search for Wendy IP, or Wendy Ip on, YouTube, you'll find her there as well. But facebook.com/Sid Gold's you will be able to catch some live music. So, anyways, so first thing, Dumbass, this is two episodes ago from episode 323. He says, fun facts about bleach. Oh, so he was talking about the chlorine thing that your mom created, how it turns mustard gas.
Oh, right. Yeah. The piss situation.
Yeah, which I don't know if he – so it basically burns your lungs from inside out with hydrochloric acid. I don't remember. He might not have heard it, but I did. I was like, ooh, mustard gas for your birthday or something like that.
Yeah, you did too.
He also says Albert Einstein was quite upset when he saw some of his colleagues killing animals with hydrogen and mustard gas as a test to prepare for the weapons. He was very disgusted and became a pacifist. Very interesting. He's a Albert Einstein's a sweet fucking dude.
Yeah, he was pissed off with the atom bomb and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's not what I use this for.
There was just a lot to. There was a lot to him. Is really there was a biography I read by Michio Kaku, who's a physicist from New York, and he wrote a really cool book. I don't know. Einstein was just a cool dude. Had a good moral compass too. Holy crap, Kevin! I got to call you out on this. He says, "I like to know what planet the PS3 is just a." Oh, we cut out the box. Okay, box. So. What I was referring to was a joke earlier in the episode. Dumbass says, holy crap, Kevin, I got to call you out on this. I'd like to know what planet the PS3 is just a box. Perhaps you failed geometry. Go ahead and Google search the launch PS3 again and tell me in what way that's a box. LOL. Ha, 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 ha.
It's a fucking box. You put shit in it. It's a box. The box doesn't have to be a square.
It's not a box shape. You can put stuff in eggs. Eggs are not boxes. Are you telling me you buy pantyhose in a box? You buy them in a box.
It's a type of box.
All right. I mean, if you want to get into semantics like that, that's fine. I guess we'll agree to disagree, but
there you go.
I think you know you lost this one. Dumbass says the PS3 is so round you can't even set anything on it without it literally rolling off. He had a whole second comment that stuck his craw so much. I love that term. Where's that come from? What's your craw?
Craw? No.
Have you ever heard that term? Stuck your craw? It's stuck in your craw. It's like irritating you.
Nah.
Don't mind if you know. Maybe that's an Ohio thing. I don't know. We say like crick versus creek sometimes.
Mm-mm. Like a creek, like a river,
like a very tiny creek.
You call it a crook?
A crick. Yeah,
it's cute.
I said that in college, and they're like, "What the fuck did you say?" Like a crick, and they're like, "That's not a word, dude." I'm like, "Really?
Like a small creek? You call it a crick? You make the word shorter too?"
I guess so, right? I don't know. I had my head. You know what? How would I have spelled that? It was just a sound we made to describe. Like, nuclear is another one. I just stumbled there. I would say it nuclear. I'd say it wrong.
Nuclear.
Yeah, I don't have the clear. I was like nuclear, nuclear.
Oh, nuclear.
It's wrong.
Nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear.
It's wrong. Whatever. It's funny as you grow up and get around people. Like, oh my god, I've been saying stuff wrong. fool me once, bro. Sony burnt me on the PS4 Pro. I ain't buying a PS5 at launch. He says, I'm gonna wait for the PS5 Pro. I think we both agree that's probably the smartest thing to do. Or at least get confirmation that they're not gonna do it. You know.
That's why I waited 3 years to get a Switch. I thought there'd be like a Switch Lite.
I thought so too. There was, but
it's just like, who wants that?
Yeah.
It's like, I thought it would be like a 2.0 Switch where it's like bigger screen. Last screen, wabbits.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. That's what I would have thought too. The OG or what you got is really the best one. So I'm probably not going to mod mine. So
I'm not going to mod mine either. I already have enough games without it modded. So
you've got the better CPU and battery life one, I think, right? Like mine dies fast. I'm pretty sure you do. He also says, I want to clear up some confusion for Scott from what Scott said about Xbox games working on Xbox One. Only Microsoft Studio games are guaranteed to work on the Xbox One, and it is already confirmed that Resident Evil will not work on Xbox One nor the PS4 because it needs to have that SSD. So that's cool. Resident Evil 8.
Oh, 8. Gotcha.
Two episodes ago, I did mention that I made it sound like all Xbox games are going to be backwards compatible, but it's just the Microsoft first party games, which I still think are the big, you know, the big hitters.
Yeah.
So, Game Pass, fuck yeah, love it. Microsoft is hoping people will confuse and think that they are all Series X games that will work on their Xbox ones, but only Microsoft Studio games. But we all know Microsoft Studios does not make games anymore, so it's pretty empty promise. I think it means published, but, you know, he does have a point there. Duke Nukem Forever is objectively better than Duke Nukem 3D.
Holy fuck. No, it's not.
So you love Duke Nukem 3D, then you love Duke Nukem Forever even better.
No. Duke Nukem Forever sucks as a Duke Nukem game. As its own game, it's okay. But as a Duke Nukem, he gets drunk after one beer. He can only hold two guns. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. The loading time's like 30 minutes. You know how many loading times there are in Duke Nukem 3D?
They need to get it on a PS5. They need a PS5 port and get that SSD working. It'll be perfect. For loading It'll be a perfect game.
I'd buy it again. I'm not. I bought it three times, so I'd buy it again. But no, it's not. Duke Nukem 3D is the best game to go.
And that wraps up last episode. So last episode, he's got a couple of other comments. And I can't believe I didn't remember this. He says, the Immortal on the NES is a pile of shit. It's horrible. Check out the AVGN video. It was a fun video.
I don't remember him doing that video.
I didn't until I watched it. It was a whole, like, scripted play kind of a thing. He's in, like, a dungeon and is wearing, like, a black robe.
Oh, that was recent.
Yeah, it was a recent one that he did.
Oh, I didn't watch that because I didn't like the scripted play thing.
Yeah, so it was that episode.
Oh.
Dumbass says, you always talking HD and Xbox, so here's some info on original launch OG Xbox had HD video if you had component cables, and the 360 had HD video if you had component cables or the VGA cable, but not HDMI out. Of the first step printing of the Xbox, but you can always get AC video with component cables if you were to spend $10 more.
And it was 760p. It wasn't 1080 at the time with component cables.
So it wouldn't be 760. It'd be 720.
720. That's what I meant. Yeah, 720. Not 1080, which was fine at the time because I only had a 720 TV. So
yeah.
720i. I was like, yeah, got an i.
They had 720i. I remember 1080i. I don't remember 720i.
Yeah, the Wii had component cables too, so you could play in 420?
480p.
480p, but if you had the component cables, was it i? 480i? Which is better? P, right? Progressive.
Progressive. Well,
yeah.
There's arguments for both. I prefer progressive because it's more like a flip book 60 times versus half the image, half the image.
So I think the Wii was 480i, and if you had the component cables, the P was a selectable item. I was like, yes. Now it looks a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, it kind of was.
But I did notice a difference. Where now I don't notice the difference between HD from 1080 to whatever. I'm like, yeah, it still looks good to me.
Yeah. I've definitely the stark differences is diminished, especially when we're getting older, so our eyes suck more, so everything's blurrier. Yeah. And the stuff that I have the super high resolution on is – something I'm sitting far away from anyways because the TV's so fucking big at this point. Yeah. You know, they're 55, 65 inches. Like, a 65-inch TV is the middle of the road, like, so-so size now. Like, that would have been a number I couldn't comprehend in second grade. Like, what do you mean you have a 65? You mean it could ride the big roller coasters? Get the fuck out of here. You
know I mean? Can't even buy a bigger TV than what I have now, or else I can't open my door to my living room.
Yeah, I've got like, that right at the edge. I would have loved to have had one, but I have a wall and that's the size. Like, it's just, it's funny. And then, Dumbass says, if you like, Time Recoil and you like Hotline Miami, you must check out the new one, Time Recoil.
These snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I know, right? Time Recoil is like if you mix Hotline Miami with Katana Zero and a little bit of Mr. Shifty.
Oh, Time Recoil the game.
Yeah. I picked that up too at the same time you did.
Okay.
Ever played the game? It's got awesome music. It's a really cool, unique idea. So
I thought you were saying Time Recoil of Katana Zero, like the slowing down was. I got it. We're good. We're on the same page.
So yeah, that is it. Somebody commented 2 weeks ago on an unboxing video that Gooch did for the Wii U.
Okay.
So that's fun.
What is it? I can't wait for this to come out.
No, my name is Tyler. My birthday is in 1 month left. My birthday is August 3rd. I'm turning 9 years old. So hopefully he gets his Wii U. Thanks, Tyler. Another person named Crash, the Kingston memory review that I did for HyperX memory, which I'm using today, which I think is why my computer crashed last week. I had it overclocked, but I didn't have my XMP profile turned on for some reason. I don't know why. But Crash confirmed that Gigabyte motherboard still works with this RAM.
Good.
Not sounds which good. Motherboard specifically, but
just there's a motherboard.
There's a Gigabyte motherboard out there that works with that RAM still. Yes, good. Yes, there is. Thank you, Crash.
I should read some of my old YouTube videos I put up. I wonder if anyone put anything there.
Probably, I don't know, probably. It's amazing, like, some of the people still are arguing over the graphics from my Nintendo DS Plants vs. Zombies review. That fucking video is going to hit 1 million views someday.
Like, awesome. I love that video.
So stupid. It's embarrassing. But we're going to let it roll. All right, man. I think that's going to be it for the show this week. So thanks, everybody. I know it was light in news, but hopefully you enjoyed the conversation. Thanks to Dumez for all the good feedback and corrections.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. Thank you for calling me out, you bastard.
Everybody, on Wednesday nights, 7:30 Eastern time, make sure to go check out Wendy as they do cover songs and take requests. That's always fun. There was a guy named Jason Heine that was on a podcast. He does YouTube still, but just kind of his own thing. And I've been on some of his. He's a drummer and a DJ, and I've seen him do drum cover requests. So he'd like play song on Twitch and like just like impromptu drum along with it. And he does. I don't mean this to be pejorative in any way because I really enjoy it, but he has a more like corny taste or more top 40 taste to his music. So you're gonna have, but it's mostly 80s and 90s. So if you like pop music from the 80s and 90s, he really nails it. Like, he would have been the most amazing roller skating DJ of all time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, the Heine House Entertainment on YouTube is
that's wild. I'm so against like now pop music, but I love 80s pop music.
Yeah, but Hannah will be this way. You know, like the song Lump from Presidents of the United States came on the radio the other day. I love that song. Seventh grade. Could not wait to get that CD. Loved that music video. It's a really, really annoying song. It's a stupid bet.
I get it confused with Weird Al's version. So, come sit alone on a bench in the park.
I think that's probably better, honestly.
that's how I know it. So,
but, you know, so Hannah's going to like this crap. You know, now and she'll look at it the way that I look at Madonna or Phil Collins or Janet Jackson or whatever. And like, so what's the era for you? Like, for me, my favorite is like 86 to maybe like 93, 94. Like, what's kind of your pop music? Just pop music. What's kind of
pop music?
It's kind of your corny song slot.
That's about right. But then I started hitting my stride with the 2000s too.
Okay.
But because again, like I'm having like
2000s pop.
Yeah.
Oh, so you liked the NSYNC and the Britney Spears and
now I do.
Okay.
Now I can appreciate it.
See, like, I didn't. I think I was a little bit older enough for you that, or older enough that time.
At the time, I absolutely hated it. Don't get me wrong, I hated it. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Spice Girls. Well, I like Spice Girls. Yeah, I had no choice. You like Backstreet Boys, you're gay. You like Spice Girls, you're gay. I'm like, what do I do here?
Sure.
But I hated pop. I was a punk at the time, quote unquote. But now I like 80s and 90s pop music, but I've come to appreciate 2000 era pop music.
I see that. I guess the boy bands I never came around on are some of the more, I don't know, that the Total Request Live really put a sour taste in my mouth. So if it was on TRL, I don't have a lot of nostalgia for it. But there are some Britney Spears songs I love.
But I'm liking it ironically still. Backstreet Boys, I like everybody because it's stupid.
But I enjoy it.
I could get behind that. But that's 95. That's still pretty early.
But even those, the TRL, I can't even get to the ironic point.
Okay. Like, I listened to the lyrics to Christina Aguilera's but Genie in the Bottle. My God, that song is filthy.
It's filthy. But think about it this way, though, Kevin. Like, you would have been 11 and I would have been 16.
Fair. Yeah.
You know, like, those are. So TRL to me, like, really put a bad taste in my mouth. But when I was 11, you know, we're talking Ace of Base. Yeah. Hated it at the time. I fucking love Ace of Base. Sign me up. All she wants is another baby. Yeah. Listen to that on repeat. UB40.
But also, my siblings are 10 years older than me, so I also grew up with their music.
Okay. So there's a bridge there, but they wouldn't have liked that. They wouldn't have liked TRL. They got to be cooler than that.
What's T? I don't know what
TRL is. I'm sorry. It was Total Request Live. It was a Carson Daly show on MTV. And
didn't have MTV.
And it played the music videos that were requested by fans.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it ruined for me. It would put a band like Incubus up with Backstreet Boys, and they would be fighting out on TRL, and it put a bad taste in my mouth for.
Oh, okay. Like, I can see that.
A lot of bands. I don't know. So, but yeah, I think like 94, 95 is when I started getting super picky, and I don't have the nostalgia for the crappy.
Well, I have it now because I have a 5-year-old who now listens to this music. Yeah. So well, I'm like, I'd rather listen to this
than. And, well, the other day I put on some UB40. I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, because that song blasted, you know, 93 or whenever that came out. Yeah. Reminds me of the summertime.
Is it I Can't?
Yeah, the Elvis color. Falling in love with you, blind man, say only fool. That song.
That's a beautiful song, man.
It is a good song. But like they have like their 2090s. Heart, like, a
great song too.
It is.
Like it's a beautiful, like her voice is so good. I was listening to the Goonies Are Good Enough.
Cindy Lauper. She like hated that song apparently, but
I can see why. You're literally saying the title of the movie in your song. I know. Talk about sellout, right?
I know.
The lyrics are Goonies are good enough for me.
Yes.
That's it.
She's like, my brother saw Cindy Lauper a few years ago and she dusted it back off. She does play that live now.
Oh, does she? That's rad. Yeah, because I got Hannah into it because I told her about the Goonies. The drive-in was playing Gremlins and Goonies at one point.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, it would have been great to go watch those movies. But Goonies are kind of filthy, like the way they speak.
Oh, for a 5-year-old. I don't know if I would have taken my 5-year-old to Goonies.
And Gremlins might be a little scary,
back. Too. Yeah. But Date Night with the Lady, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're not going to watch Goonies this weekend.
Let's go touch uglies in our car like we used to in high school.
Fog up there.
Yeah, right.
Before we sign off, I did learn something about drive-ins.
Okay.
This is the first time I took my car to a drive-in. I told you we watched E.T. and all that.
Yeah.
I learned that my speakers aren't good. So I'm watching a movie, and when they're singing, I'll hear like the instrumental part only. And the people will like, if they come closer to the screen, it'll be like centered. But otherwise, I could either hear the music or the voice.
Oh, that's funny.
So thank God it was good singers in the movie because I can hear just the singing.
Okay.
So I'm like, huh, my speaker, because I listen to podcasts when I drive. So it's not like I'm listening to left and right. So I never, like I barely listen to music in the car. But yeah, so I was like, my speakers suck. Good to know.
Yeah. okay, that's going to be it for the show. So
sorry, we can talk about music all day. We should start another podcast called like Classic Final. Did we make this joke already?
Kevin,
like
probably. Yeah. Kevin Scott argue about music. that's all it would be. Thanks for listening, everybody. Shout out to Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their songs for intro and outro music. Our RSS feed is available at our website, but pretty much any podcast catcher will have us. Please leave us a review if you enjoy the show.
And Canada, too, please.
Yes, and Canada especially. If you would like to support the show, we have Amazon affiliate links in the descriptions, wherever we are on YouTube or your podcast feed. Our social media accounts are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Amazon. That is at ClassicL337. That's the username for all of those media places. That's going to be it for the show. So thanks everybody very much for listening to episode 325 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see you next week for episode 326.
Bye.
Bye.